Okay, so welcome. This is our podcast. I'm Dr. Tom G. Mateo and myself, Ralph Havens. And we're here to talk about a specific problem that we see. And I was talking to Tom ahead of time on off screen about tonsils and adenoids and kids and real solutions, because it can be a big problem, seems to be now more even than ever. And I know we have one of our listeners was asking about healing for someone that's been in a wheelchair a long time. So we'll even talk about that. So today is about miracles, I would say. And Dr. Tom, you're a chiropractor, a naturopath, you're co-founder of Integrative Manual Therapy, my teacher and friend and colleague for a long time. Welcome. Thanks a lot for being here. And I'm going to open it up to you to just talk about this version of healing that I think, it's just different than what most people are using and trying. And I just want people to know there is another way to think about healing.
Hi, Ralph. How are you today?
Really good.
Yeah. So integrative manual therapy and the Connecticut School of Integrative Manual Therapy have been around for 45 years, maybe even 50 now. The school has been licensed by the state of Connecticut since 2001. So we're on our 23rd year of recertification as an educational institute in that school is called the Connecticut School of Integrative Manual Therapy. So we're the best kept secret in the world, right? And somehow you found us back in the 90s and early 2000s. And we have a small force of about maybe 1,000, 2,000 practitioners across the world. I've taught maybe 30, 40,000 people altogether. And integrated manual therapy was a concept that actually changes our viewpoint of medicine. I call it structural medicine. And if you look at Western medicine and chiropractic medicine and acupuncture and naturopathy, they don't really address structure. They find a bump and they fix it, or they cut it out because it has arthritis in it, or they give you a steroid injection, or they give you some vitamins. But nobody asks the structural cause of something, right? So if you were, an example, trying to build wine barrels and you only had a 10 by 10 space, how many barrels can you make at one time, right? Because there's not enough space to do a 3-foot barrel in there. So you'd be limited by the speed and how many people you can do working in it. Well, the body is the same thing. You squeeze a space, how do you expect it to do all its functions? So one of the examples is the liver. It has to do 500 chemistries to survive. And when the liver is really healthy, it does 1,000 chemistries in a day. So we take blood tests of liver enzymes. We tell it, you need to do a detox, you need to drink green tea, you need to take nettles products to help detox your liver. But nobody asks, is the liver living in a nice, healthy place? And the integrated manual therapy really says, well, does the liver actually live in its own space? Can it move? Can it do that? And that was a conclusion we started in 1996, and we made the structural medicine called integrated manual therapy. You were telling me a story of your running. There's a running store, and the owner was having trouble with his knee and ankle, and he went up to him and said, I have a new concept. He says, I've been to the best physical therapist, I've been to the best chiropractor, everybody's failed, and I'm ready for surgery now. And you said, well, I may have a new concept for you, and he just didn't want to hear it. So how do you know what you don't know when you don't know it is the really the big question in this whole process. And integrated manual therapy has been searching for the last 50 years, and I include you in this, Ralph, as one of our star practitioners. And they learned integrated manual therapy, and integrated manual therapy says, we're not doing everything right, so let's go and find something else to do and put it into the whole mission statement. So we learn over 150 concepts of acupuncture, chiropractic, body works, fascial works, herbals, and biochemicals, and we're trying to find the best fit for the person. So instead of having one tool or two tools, we have over 150 that can help answer solve problems that have never been there before. And you even mentioned, people in wheelchairs. I've successfully, and other practitioners And we actually have a PhD, have gotten people to walk out of wheelchairs before. We weren't satisfied with the answer. You know, one of our famous ones is our Allie D story of a 14-year-old in 2003. She dove into the small end of the pool and hit her head and had a headache. And 3 months later, she found herself in a wheelchair. And the parents took her to all the neurologists and all the MDs and everything else. And they said it was all psych. So she actually spent 2 bouts of like 6 months in a psych ward saying this is, you know, she's not walking because she has a psychological problem.
Man, what a nightmare.
And then somebody, one of our practitioners in California, started getting some success. So her sister and her whole family investigated us, and her sister was a massage therapist. They came out here in our evaluations. We found that she had a tear in an artery in her spinal cord and she wasn't getting blood supply. So within the 4 hours that we started our treatment, we fixed the tear, the blood supply came back, and she stood up and was doing cartwheels. And we were saying, don't do it too quick.
Yeah, one session.
Yeah, so that was one day and one visit. So miracles can happen if you got the right answer. And don't just be satisfied we've done everything. So my practice is a general medicine practice where we see everything from, you know, sore necks, sore backs, knee problems, but ideally we help with cardiovascular problems. We help with diabetes. We help with oncology. We help with infertility. And we have 5 generations. I have 97-year-olds, and I treat their grandchildren and help their kids with infertility problems. So integrated manual therapy is a structural medicine that's been kept a secret. Not kept a secret, but we really don't promise anything. We take a look at the person and we do better. We're not there to blindside somebody and sell them a product. And for the people who failed other medicines, it should be tried for a good evaluation and maybe 10 hours of therapy and see if we can successfully do that for the person.
And that's a key thing, I think, is to have a little time. Sometimes, 10 hours isn't not that much. If you have some people that come to see me for full day sessions, a 7-hour session and multiple days. And for the stuff that's been chronic and long-term, it's good to have a little time to find these root causes. And one thing I want to mention is, it's not, Tom and I don't heal a disease or a condition. What I feel, I'll talk to Tom about this in a second, but it's like we make the environment better. Like you said, the house gets better, and then somebody can heal. And one of Tom's big examples is, somebody gets an infection in a lung infection, and if their rib cage is all tight, well, their house isn't good. If we can get the rib cage open and moving, everything can flow. And then what heals it, of course, is the person's body. So anything you want to say about, anything else you've talked about that, the house and the structure?
So, we just had winter school about 4 to 6 weeks ago. And Ralph, you met Mario for the first time. He's in Spain and he translated our red book, which is advanced strain counter strain for the autonomic nervous system, into Spanish. And he was taught with my daughter's company and not specifically with me. And I said, I love the book. And I invited him for the class. And he's a nice, bright man. And we had a follow-up visit with him. And he's just done the old IMT, which was good for joints and bones. And I showed him the case studies of the spinal cord injury. He goes, oh my God, there's so much more to learn. It's a huge program, and it is a form of medicine, and it takes a while to go. Luckily, the way that we have the school set up, any student that's ever studied with me can always call on us for resources. So you have the whole team behind you. So if you find an integrative manual therapist that's been trained by the Connecticut School of Integrative Manual Therapy, it's a team approach. There's not one person doing better than anybody else.
And that, just a little side note on that, because we talked about tonsils and adenoids ahead of time. I talked to you about somebody that's going to be seeing me and about helping a kid with that, and two-year problem and all sorts of stuff that is going on. And so you gave me some real good support, a couple of key supplements. Of course, we're going to do a couple of lifestyle changes to the diet and a bit of treatment. And you've seen really good results with that. And so, yeah, we communicate back and forth. And Tom's on the East Coast and West Hartford, Connecticut. I'm in Bellingham, Washington. And there's a way to we collaborate is basically the key.
Right. And so that being said, and we were talking about tonsils, if you go back and research, you know, we have MDs and we have people having their tonsils removed. And that they seem to feel better after that. But Edgar Cayce, who wrote in the 1800s, hundreds of little suggestions, like it was just diet back then. And nobody knows who Edgar Cayce is anymore. Western Price, who you love studying with, and just some of those things that have been lost in the muddle because Western medicine's taken over, pharmaceutical companies have taken over, and their way or no way is seeming to be there. So tonsils have been a persistent thing throughout the history of man, but doing subtle changes like diet and using some of our herbs, I've resolved 8 to 9 out of 10 people by stopping saying, you can't have so much sugar. You got to stop this. Don't eat peanuts or do this. And, you know, people go, well, it's my right to eat those peanuts. And Western medicine says there's no correlation between this. And there's tons of literature saying there is. So, you know, there's always these little things. So don't give up hope.
The key is to find what your body's protecting you from. It could be different things for different people. And that's one of the keys is to find why is your body doing this? Like if you're in a wheelchair and you can't get up, there's a good reason, you know, in that one case of LED, it was the spinal cord artery. And we have a technique that's literally called disruption of membrane technique to quote unquote, fix it up in the words of Sharon, just fix it up. And the key is just what's happening. We have a runner that I hope is going to see me. I talked to his mom and he's been doing strengthening and stretching for his hamstring, a runner for a year. And he still can't run at full speed. He still gets, it still bothers him quite a bit. And I told her, you know, this idea that what's causing it. And my story of a calf spasm that wasn't going away for 8 months. And it literally was an artery and the way the connective tissue was kind of up here, solving that. And 2 days later, I was back to running. So I told her, you know, if you've been doing strengthening and stretching for a year and it's not resolving, maybe it's not a hamstring problem. It could be something far removed that's kind of tugging on it. And the key is to find out for each individual, because 5 different people with the same problem or symptoms, it could be 5 different core reasons.
Yes. So it's always an interesting question. Am I doing the best? Do I have the best? And I feel that any successful healing technique, from Western medicine to chiropractic to physical therapy, you should see continuously improvement of processing or changing your ability within the first 2 months of therapy.
And even in the first session, something be different. Like that's one of the keys I find is that you test what you're going to test, the problems, the signs, the symptoms, the stuff that's going on. You do what you do, and then you retest that day. And you can see, are they better? Are they the same? Are they worse? Are they somewhat not as good, but other things are better? And over the years, you get some data. And over time, you know, you're doing this as you get better and better. And each session should be, you should be different after a time.
And we always pause sometimes with patients to say, do you feel better? Do you feel like you're improving? If not, maybe we should take a break to see if this is not the best thing for you. And be honest that you're trying your best, but maybe there's something you haven't heard of
before. Yeah, that's what I've noticed myself too. Occasionally there is somebody that's like, wow, you've tried stuff that sure looks like it would have worked. And it's like, I can think of one person like that right now. Because occasionally we even have people that it's like it's not quite getting it. And I told him, I said, you know, we're missing something. And so, you know, that's the key is what's going on with you. So we got tonsils and adenoids. We had a story about getting up out of a wheelchair, and you've done that more than once. And then there's chronic injuries, chronic suffering, like that guy with the running injury stuff that just doesn't think there's a solution. That's one of my frustrations and also just desires is like to help people know that there is another way to look at stuff.
Yeah. So is like you're saying, chronic running injuries, are they, or somebody is doing a form and it's really asking the question, do they have the right foot support, or because the knee may be giving out, but it actually could be in the foot, or are they running on the right material, running on asphalt and concrete are natural to our bodies. So just changing a little tweak, and people get certified as like these super sports trainers and they think they, they have the best. And if they still are persistent with a problem, we've learned in IMT is if it still hasn't gone away, then we're missing a part.
We're missing a part, yeah. And all that stuff can be very useful, strengthening, stretching, doing what you do, all the drills, all the nutrition, everything. And this is that extra piece when things aren't totally fixing up, that the idea of like the environment, the house, the structure of something. If the spine has kind of got some curve to it that's not optimum, if the rib cage is kind of compressed, if there's a little tweak to the way the hips and the knees and the feet line up, that kind of just we want to fix the structure. So so that's the IMT approach. Reach out to Tom, IMTwellnesscenter.com. And me, RalphHavens.com, and we can point you to people that can help if you're not in our area, or you can come visit us or talk to us. Tom will visit with you over a call for free, and so will I. And we can let you know what we see as the root cause of what's going on for you, and get you pointed in a direction that can help. Tom, anything else that you want to tell the practitioners, the massage therapists, the chiropractors, the
I'm going to be speaking in September at the American Massage Therapy Association's conference in Tampa, September 15th through the 18th, and I'm recognized by the Massage Therapy Association, recognized by the American Physical Therapy Association, and I try to go to the conferences and enlighten the practitioners on this new concept, which is really an old concept in my book.
Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah. So if you have a problem, if you know somebody that's got a problem that's not being helped fully, if you feel like there's not hope, it's worth a call. Call Tom, call me, email us, let us know what's going on, and share this, because people are dealing with all sorts of stuff. I've talked to people about allergies, and it seems like so many people have allergies, and kids with certain issues, and chronic pains of all sorts. So reach out to us and share this widely. And thank you, Tom, for being on. Every other week we're on live on our Facebook, and then it's on Spotify and Rumble and YouTube. So thank you, Tom.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, Ralph.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and stop all of these.